Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Friedberg, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Personal Finance, an Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management, also Invest and Beat the Pros, also How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. How many books have you written, Barbara?
I've written three. You hit them all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I didn't want to miss any of them. And give us your website, please.
Two websites. One is Barbara Friedberg, personalfinance.com. And the other for investors is called RoboAdvisor Pros.
All right.
And I would like to put
your new product, isn't it, RoboAdvisor?
It is. And if you want to invest, you want to get started with little money, and you don't want to do a lot of work, check out RoboAdvisor Pros. A lot of good suggestions and reviews on there to help you get started.
So check it out. I'm going to ask you a question. We're going to wrap up this profit thing in a minute. I'm going to ask you some questions about that when we come in the last segment. So get ready for that. So we're talking about how to increase profits and leave those profits in your business. You know, retained earnings, when you can retain earnings, Barbara, as you know, that's some of the most powerful capital that you can get, because it comes from customers. Customer capital, the customer money that they gave you is the best capital in the world. And if you can find a way to keep some of it, it's more powerful than bank loans or investors. There's just not as much of it.
Exactly.
And that's the reason why if you can do this over time, if you can leave the money in the business over time, then if you can just somehow tough it out for 10 years, you'll have enough capital. And I think that's where a lot of small businesses are today, having gone through the last decade that we've gone through.
Absolutely. And, you know, that recession was so, so difficult. And the problem with most businesses, unless you're a subscription service, and even then, it's very difficult to predict how much revenue you're going to have.
Right.
And so you always have to underestimate your expenses so that you can make sure that you have enough profit, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as you said earlier, we have to try various strategies in order to boost our income and see what works.
So talk to us some more about this. We talked in the last segment about how to increase profits. How much should we reinvest in the business?
Well, you know, I polled 11 financial small business owners, and their responses were anywhere from 25% to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but of course, you have to start. Remember, day one, the business has 100% of it.
Absolutely.
You have to wrest the profit from its arms, from its hands.
Well, I remember when Amazon first started, and I remember the first couple of years they were operating in the red. They didn't have any profits for actually several years.
Oh, no, many years.
Yeah, many years.
The stock market allowed them to do that in a way that no other company could ever do.
Yeah, and the fact that they are now so profitable and such a big, big, big force within the economy really speaks to the fact that they reinvested.
They're an anomaly, though.
They are an
Barbara.
Anomaly.
There's never been a company that have been able to play by the rules that they played by.
Yeah, that's true. But the getting to the point is, though, they were huge risk takers.
That's right.
And being a risk taker is great if it goes your way. And many of us, even entrepreneurs, although we're pegged as being risk takers, there's degrees. And you have to balance out how much you want to put back in and how much risk you're willing to take.
Well, one thing about it is the whole point of this discussion to me is understanding the relationship between equity, between retained earnings and future cash flow. You know what I mean? I mean, right now your cash flow is operating cash flow. But if you can retain earnings and build that up and build up your capital internally, organically like that, your cash flow can come from that, not just from operating. And that's when you can ride out the rough spots. That's when you can invest. You can afford to take risks. You're not risking with borrowed money. You're not risking with operating cash. When you can do it that way, and that's what you're talking about Amazon. That's what Amazon's doing right now. And And so when you can get to that point, but that takes a lot of discipline and it takes time, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and it also takes money away from reinvesting it in your business. So when you're retaining earnings, you're not spending that capital
right
to grow your business.
It also takes away from paying yourself a bonus, maybe even a decent salary.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a challenge. Tremendous, being in small business is, I think, one of the hardest and most gratifying things there is.
After being a single mother, single parent,
yes,
small business ownership is the hardest job in the world.
And I've spoken with a lot of small business owners who have taken a cut in pay from a salaried position because there's a certain kind of flexibility and satisfaction from running your own company.
Yep.
But most small business owners, or many small business owners, if they took a salaried position, would earn more money.
Oh, yeah, I would have. I'd made a lot more money over the years if I'd worked for somebody else. Hey, Barbara, hold on to that thought. We come back, folks. I'm going to ask Barbara, with the stock market where it is right now, what in the world should we do? Tintel, back with Barbara Friedman. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.